My comment on that would be, at law, naturally, if you look at elective democracy, what is expected is that for one to represent a constituency, a ward, or a province in this case, at the Senate level, one has to be a registered voter in that particular area. In the same way, a member of parliament cannot be a member of parliament of a constituency where he's not registered as a voter. So I think sex interpretation in terms of what should be done is something that reflects what the law probably says.
The commission is advising Mr. Gono to transfer his vote from Harare to Buera West. Is this possible?
At law, any Zimbabwean is eligible to transfer their vote as long as they can prove, they can give proof of residence that they indeed dwell in the area that they would want to be registered to vote. So the advice from ZEC is pretty much in order again. The question that only arises is, can one transfer a vote on the basis of the fact that a vacancy has been created? I think that should raise concerns. And plus, when you then look at our broader approach to electoral reform, we have been insisting that the law should be clear. Because in instances where the law remains vague, as in this particular case, the law becomes prone to manipulation.